June of 1952, not the wedding, 2 days before it. I'd graduated a week earlier and I was home and there was nothing to do. Everything was arranged and Mama and June and I sat in the kitchen and shelled butter beans for about 4 hours and talked about absolutely nothing. That's it. That's the happiest day. I've had bigger days. Babies and Tom coming home and the day they named the reading room after me at the school, which was mortifying and wonderful. But that kitchen was the last day I was somebody's daughter and not yet somebody's wife, and I've never in my life been so completely at ease. I didn't know I was happy. That's how you know it was real happiness. You only find it later, going through the drawer.